Welcome to Opera from the Inside on Prairie Public. I'm David Hamilton, Artistic Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and this is the show where you find out about opera from an insider's point of view. Today, from Opera on the Inside, we are previewing Jake Heggie's Three Decembers. This is the first of our North of Normal chamber operas this year, and it takes place at Weld Hall at MSUM, a charming 1920s hall. If you've never been there, you will just love the place. It takes place on February 15th at 7:30, that's Friday night, and the following Sunday at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at fmopera.org, or you can call the box office at 701-239-4558. I'm joined in the studio by several guests today, and we're going to start by introducing Lucy Thrasher to you. Lucy probably needs no introduction to you as our audiences, but she is one of our most beloved local artists. She has sung many, many, many leading roles with Fargo-Moorhead Opera over the years. And Lucy, the role of Maddie, you are kind of an overbearing Broadway diva, not an opera diva, a Broadway diva.
An overbearing mom and opera diva, Broadway diva, which I totally can't relate to.
I'm sure your children would say that.
My
yes.
Children don't live in this community, so I can say that without irony. It's an intimidating role in a way because the originator of it, Frederica von Stada, is a very prominent artist, much admired, and to be stepping into a role that she owned is a bit daunting, but as an aging performer and one who's well known to a certain community, as I assume I am to a certain small segment of Fargo-Moorhead, I felt like it was an appropriate task to take on, and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, that's terrific. And you're kind of looking at this as maybe a capstone for your career, at least as far as leading roles go?
I think all performers should learn to make a graceful exit, and I am attempting with this role to make a graceful exit from the stage.
I couldn't agree more. I think that now Lucy and I have an inside joke. Years ago, we decided that if we needed to, the other one would get the hook out and pull us off the stage if necessary.
I am sure that some have wished that had happened years ago, maybe for you and maybe for me too. But I'm assuring my public that it won't be very many other performances, at least leading roles for sure, and possibly back to some supporting roles or chorus somewhere else in a warmer climate, perhaps.
Which would be just about anywhere.
Yes.
But we are so thrilled to have you on the stage with us in this fantastic role. Now, you and I had a chance to go out to California to see Three Decembers last spring with Frederica von Stada in the role of Maddie.
Yes.
And it was really quite amazing. I mean, she must be in her 70s, and she still sounds pretty darn good.
She sounds really good. Yeah. She acts up a storm, and it's a role that requires both.
It does require a lot of acting. Well, let's listen to a little short excerpt of one of Maddie's scenes from Three Decembers. Now, this is in conjunction with her adult daughter, Bea, and you're backstage after a show, right?
Yes, okay. In the dressing room.
In the dressing room, and let's hear what transpires.
When you told him to leave, I left. Jesse. Boy, howdy, where's Sid? Home with the children. Everything okay? Charlie and I plan to walk on the Golden Gate Bridge. Do you? Like you and Daddy.
A long time ago.
We want to remember things about here.
What kinds of things?
Who he was, what he thought about. Was he happy?
He loved you both so much.
Was he a good actor?
Yes, a very good actor.
He just never got a chance. Fate, a silver car, a patch of ice. He slipped and was gone. Was he handsome?
Very.
Were you good together?
In bed, the best, passionate and fun. No one's ever been better. And I've been plenty of others.
Stop.
Through the years.
Stop! Stop! Please.
Well, you asked.
Actually, I didn't.
Just a short excerpt from Jake Heggie's Three Decembers, which Fargo Moorhead Opera's North of Normal Chamber Opera will present for you at MSUM's Weld Hall on February 15th and 17th. Coming up right away here, and in the studio today, I have with me Lucy Thrasher playing the role of Maddie, the overbearing Broadway diva. And she was joined there by her adult daughter, Bea, in a backstage scene after one of Maddie's triumphal performances. We've also got with us our conductor, Cody Martin. Cody, congratulations for braving Fargo-Moorhead winter coming up here from Florida.
Thank you. Yes, it does definitely merit a congratulations.
Got like a 100-degree difference between when you left to Florida and here, I think.
Oh, it's in the 70s down there right now. I can't
wait
to
hear
get
it
back.
We don't want to hear it. So this music, it does have sort of a flavor of Broadway at times, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very theatrical, very singable, very conversational. It's relatable too, which I think is the most important thing.
And I think that's an important thing to note, that Jake Heggie is currently the number one opera composer, and his music is very lyrical. There are tunes that you can hum. It's quite amazingly written. Lucy, wouldn't you say that it's written very well for the voice?
It's written in a very conversational manner. It's much more like music theater than opera per se. It has operatic moments, however, and I think Jake Heggie is well known for his ability to understand the dramatic pivot as well as the vocalism that opera singers can bring to roles.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we're finding now that with 21st century opera, that we're seeing a real mix of kind of all the different forms of musical theater coming together. And it's creating almost a new art form.
Yeah, for sure. I think the basis of any musical theater, opera, musicals, the basis of that is telling a story and adding music to it. So this is a true opera. It's sung through, but there's parts of it where if you kind of let your mind wander a little bit, you just see them having a conversation on stage.
Yep, I agree. It's an extraordinary piece in that way. And by the way, it is a one-act opera. What does that create for difficulties for the performer?
As an audience member, it's amazing because it's 90 minutes start to finish. It doesn't let up. But for the performer that has to appear in three decades of one's life over 90 minutes, it means a lot of changing of clothes, which I'm terrified not to put too fine a point on it. I hope I can execute this without a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, when we saw it in California, I was thinking, Mr. Heggie could have written a little extra music for some of these changes.
Yes, please.
Also joining us in the studio today is our stage director, Austin Reagan. Austin is a Fargo native who is having just a fantastic career in New York. He's directed on Broadway, at the Metropolitan Opera, and just directed Rigoletto for Minnesota Opera last season. Austin, you do actually have a little bit of history with the Fargo-Moorhead Opera.
Yes. I was your voice student when I was in high school, and I performed in the chorus of, I think, 4 operas with FM Opera. So it's really amazing to be back here working with this great company again.
And we're hoping we gave you a little bit of the bite of the opera bug back then.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've always loved opera, but that was my first actual experience participating and working with really, you know, great artists, including Lucy, back in the day.
Yeah, so it's great to have you back in town. It's always nice to be able to bring back someone who grew up here and has gone on to a national, international career and is having great success on the national scene. And we're able to fit into his schedule to come back. It's really fantastic.
Well, I'm so happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Three Decembers from your perspective. Now, this is based on an unfinished play, right?
Yeah, it's based on a play by Terrence McNally, who's a terrific playwright, still working today. And I think one of the things that really attracts me to it is that it's this intimate family story. So it really, it's really universal in that way. And I think as we, over a long period of time, we chart the way that these family dynamics and relationships and challenges ebb and flow. And as the challenges of life get thrown at these three characters, how they react to them and how their relationships with each other all change and evolve throughout many difficult and complicated circumstances. So it's really compelling, I think, and really deep and can be very dramatic, just like family can be, but also funny and light and quirky and loving. And it's a really, really exciting piece.
I think you're right. It is, I don't know, you could almost call it a dark comedy, but there are certainly moments of tragedy in the piece. And since it does follow the family over 3 Decembers from 86, 96, and 06, we have some Christmas themes going on here. And Maddie has this bad habit of writing really lengthy Christmas letters that kind of gloss over everything, right, Lucy?
Yes, and who knows anything about that? I think it's pretty difficult to write Christmas letters that are self-serving and narcissistic and gloss over the difficulties.
Right. We've never received any of those from our family members.
Oh, no.
Never,
no.
Never, never. Austin, as a director, what are some of the big challenges for you in this piece?
Well, certainly, as Lucy was mentioning, there's a lot of practical challenges just from dealing with this long time period. It's 20 years, and yeah, in 3 different decades. So figuring out, making sure that the costumes are telling the right story, making sure that we're giving the singers enough time to literally to change their clothes, and also to figure out what's happening in these shifts. Because when time passes and things happen in our lives, we come to it with a different perspective, and the magic of opera is it takes us on this 20-year journey in 90 minutes. So it's really an actor's story in addition to having this incredibly beautiful but also challenging and athletic music. And balancing all of those things is really what we've been working on. And it's really fun because this is some of my favorite kind of material and it has the goods for all of us to really explore.
I think you're correct. It really does have it has all the goods that you want to see on stage. Great drama, great comedy, great music, and great singer actors.
Yes, exactly right. And these three singers are terrific. We actually, you know, it's funny, in opera you usually say singers, and I work in the theater a lot where you say actors, but it all blurs together, and these singers are amazing actors, and as actors you would be, you know, they could be telling the same story without the incredible music, and it would still be compelling, but the fact that we have Heggie's terrific music is just an amazing bonus. So I think everyone will be really excited to see and hear all of it.
I think that it's in that way, it's akin to almost a movie, because you think how dull some movies would be if they didn't have music with them, right?
Right. Yeah. And I think the music is really it would be great even on its own. You could just sit and close your eyes and not really know what the story was and just enjoy the really beautiful lyrical qualities of the music. But the fact is, it's also an incredible theatrical journey that goes from high highs and very low lows for these three characters.
I'm David Hamilton. We are talking about the upcoming production of Three Decembers by Jake Heggie that FM Opera's North of Normal Chamber Opera presents at Weld Hall at MSUM on Friday, February 15th and Sunday, February 17th. You can get your tickets at fmopera.org or call the box office, 701-239-4558. And now I think we'll listen to another bit of the music from this wonderful piece.
Exactly. And did you notice?
What?
Must be an occupational hazard.
What is it?
Listen. Oh, all I yearn for is one Christmas time when fate allows me to be with you both. Yet here I am with palm trees all round and a Caribbean cocktail in my hand.
Blah, 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 oh my God!
My mother writes an iambic pentameter.
That's too funny. Well, she is the great
theater icon.
American sweetheart of the stage.
Whose greatest role to date is absentee mother.
But we're not bitter.
Yuletide in Barbados.
Ooh, poor Maddie.
Slumming with lord and lady. Somebody, does she say?
She says, I remember one Christmas touring with Miss Cornell.
Miss Cornell.
Would I call her Catherine? Would I call her Kit?
Who gives a I was a novice.
A nobody.
I called her Miss Cornell.
Now it's 1986.
Today, kids call me Miss Mitchell, I swear.
I've no idea to whom they are speaking.
I look in the mirror, I don't see a star.
An excerpt from Jake Heggie's Three Decembers, which Fargo-Moorhead Opera's Chamber Opera, North of Normal, will present for you at Weld Hall on the MSUM campus, February 15th at 7:30 p.m. and February 17th at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets online at fmopera.org. I'm joined here in the studio today by our conductor, Cody Martin, our stage director, Austin Reagan, and our Charlie, Wes Mason. Wes, welcome back to Fargo.
Yay, hello. It is
it's
great
a little
to be back.
A little chillier than when you were here before.
Yeah, it's a lot chillier. It was October when I was here last time. It was 4 years ago.
Right.
And I was certainly like, oh yeah, it's Fargo. It's definitely cold, but this time around is the real deal.
So the excerpt we just heard was from the beginning of the opera where the children have received Mama's Christmas letter, which is full of BS, right?
Yeah.
And one thing we must warn everyone out there, this is definitely an opera that you wouldn't want to bring your younger children to. There's a lot of adult language and themes in this opera. So I'd say, it's no worse than what a 13-year-old would see on TV, but I wouldn't bring my 6-year-old to it.
No.
Definitely not. Well, Wes, you're the only one in the whole production who's actually done your role before.
Yes, just a couple of months ago, I had the chance at Nashville Opera with a wonderful team, and it's just been, which is for me a career highlight, because for me, Jake Heggie, he's my Puccini, he's my Verdi.
And really, I guess you could almost say that about him, because Puccini and Verdi were the number one composers of their day, certainly Heggie is the number one opera composer today.
For my money, for sure.
I think the general public would say the same thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about how it is to approach this rather meaty role the second time.
First of all, I didn't realize I was going to come back to it so quickly, so I had to immediately pull back and start resting again and get the voice ready.
Right.
Charlie's a wonderful challenge, not just from a technical standpoint as a singer, but dramatically. I think this piece is incredibly important in our heritage as American opera performers, because when this came around in 06, it gave us not a new format in what we were approaching, but you have these three full characters that take on the meat of telling the story and giving the music, and these fleshed out characters that are slightly bigger than life, but very close to real life. Mm-hmm. It's very much, you get an opportunity to not just stretch yourself vocally, but as an actor as well. It really, there's just so many opportunities to communicate in your own language. It's close to a hybrid of theater and opera as I've come across in our current repertoire, in my opinion.
It is just a fantastic piece. And as this scene opened, you're in an apartment in San Francisco.
Yeah.
B is in her house in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And Maddie is on a tropical island for Christmas. Oh. And yet she talks about wanting to be all together at Christmas time, yeah. But somehow it never happens.
Just never seems to happen. Yeah. It's, just imagine getting that Christmas letter from someone right now, like, oh, I just wish I could be with you there in Fargo in the blizzard, but oh, darn it, I have a cocktail here in the Caribbean, and it's just a shame.
Ah, yes, poor Maddie. We all know how our families can drive us nuts at Christmas time. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the great part about this piece, too, is it really balances that true life comedy that comes with relationships with your family,
right,
and the seriousness in relationships that you do have. It's very, very accurate to that, I'd say.
I would say that is a really good summation of this opera. And as Wes said, it's a really important piece. It is getting a lot of play around the country right now.
Yeah.
Nashville just did it. San Diego does it in another month. I think it's kind of interesting. The San Diego Opera and Fargo-Moorhead Opera have half of their seasons exactly the same this year. We are doing Three Decembers and Carmen. What
you
do you know?
Be careful. There might be a spy.
I think that would be you, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, not at all. I swear I'm not being hired.
Right. So as we wrap up today, let's listen to just a little bit of the prelude from Three Decembers, and I want to invite you all to join us at the opera on Friday and Sunday, Friday the 15th, Sunday the 17th, for this extraordinary piece. And it is definitely not your grandmother's opera. You're going to just love the way that this opera makes you feel by the time you have gone through this entire journey with this family. Mm.